John the Baptist, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God called great prophets to foretell the coming of his Son. The greatest called before his birth was John, the chosen one. John searched in solitude for Christ and knew him when he came. He showed the world the Lamb of God and hailed him in our name. That lonely voice cried out the truth, derided and denied. As witness to the law of God, his mighty martyr died. We praise you, Trinity in one, the light of unknown ways, the hope of all who search for you, whose love fills all our days. His name will be called John. Many will rejoice at his birth. Psalm 62. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water, so I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands, my soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. His name will be called John. Many will rejoice at his birth. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before the Lord to prepare a people fit for him. A Canticle from Daniel. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you the heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord, and you, all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, sun and moon, O bless the Lord, and you, all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord, and you, fire and heat, O bless the Lord, and you, cold and heat, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, showers and dew, O bless the Lord, and you, frosts and cold, O bless the Lord, and you, frost and snow, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you night time and day, O bless the Lord, and you darkness and light, O bless the Lord, and you lightnings and cloud, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord, and you all plants of the earth, O bless the Lord, and you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord, and you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord, and you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord, and you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord, and you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord, Ananias, Azarias, Mizal, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, to you be highest glory and praise for ever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens, to you be highest glory and praise for ever. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before the Lord to prepare a people fit for him. You, little child, you shall be called the prophet of the Most High. You will go before the Lord to prepare the way for him. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honour is for all his faithful. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, little child, you shall be called the prophet of the Most High. You will go before the Lord to prepare the way for him. Scripture reading from Malachi. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the heart of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a curse. Responsory. He will be great in the sight of God. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will be great in the sight of God. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will go before the Lord to prepare a people fit for him. He will be great in the sight of God. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. He will be great in the sight of God. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Zachary opened his mouth and spoke this prophecy, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old, a Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation, through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Zachary opened his mouth and spoke this prophecy, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. Intercessions. Let us make our prayer to Christ, who sent John before him to prepare his way. Lord, prepare us for your coming. John leapt in the womb of Elizabeth as she met your mother. Lord, make us always glad to welcome your coming. Lord, prepare us for your coming. John showed in his life what he preached by his words. Give us the courage to practice what we preach. Lord, prepare us for your coming. John baptized you in the Jordan, and the Spirit of justice rested upon you. Help us, Lord, to work for a world of justice. Lord, prepare us for your coming. Lord, you called men to preach your word. Send heralds to carry the gospel to the world. Lord, prepare us for your coming. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God and Father, you sent St. John the Baptist to the people of Israel to make them ready for Christ the Lord. Give us the grace of joy in the Spirit and guide the hearts of all the faithful in the way of salvation and peace. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.